Not ice cream now, but still on dessert, sort of. 10 years ago, Thierry Marceau was the head pastry chef at a 5-star hotel in New Orleans. Then Hurricane Katrina hit the city, and Marceau lost both job and home to the storm, so he had to start over somewhere else. Monica Ortiz Uribe found him in New Mexico.
Hello, how many people?
French cuisine was hard to find in southern New Mexico before Thierry Marceau opened Le Rendezvous 8 years ago in Las Cruces. On a weekday at lunch, the place is packed.
Bonjour Simone, comment ça va?
As is his custom, Marceau wanders the dining area in a black chef's uniform and greets his customers. Simone Kaufman is halfway through a plate of beef bourguignon, but her thoughts are already on dessert.
I just came back from France. The pastry smells the same way, looks the same way, and tastes the same way. So that's good.
Marceau grew up in his father's bakery, which was in a ski resort in the southern French Alps. As a teenager, Marceau spent winters on the slopes and summers in front of an oven, training to become a pastry chef. When he finished school, a friend told him he could find work in the United States. That's how he ended up in New Orleans.
I arrived in New Orleans. It was Mardi Gras week. I feel like it was in a Disneyland here, you know? I mean, on the street, you know, drinking.
Eventually, Marceau ended up as the head pastry chef at the historic Fairmont, known today as the Roosevelt Hotel. The century-old landmark has hosted the likes of Elvis Presley and a handful of U.S. presidents. In 2005, it got a visit from Hurricane Katrina. Marceau recalls 800 people decided to ride out the storm in the hotel.
So I decided to bake pretty much everything I have in my fridge, you know. Mostly cookies, brownies, you know, stuff who have a chef life, you know. I'm not going to be cream puff, okay?
Marceau also sent up hundreds of chocolate truffles to the guest rooms. It made for a festive mood in the hours before the storm hit. Overnight, the staff drank champagne at the hotel bar. But the party ended when the levees broke and the hotel basement flooded.
The hotel was dead after that. You know, no more air condition, no more nothing.
Outside the hotel, the floodwaters rose between 1 and 2 feet, enough to strand almost everyone inside. Marceau says some of the wealthier guests used their cell phones to call a private helicopter service that could pick them up.
It was getting so stressful, some guests, you know, they would pay anything to get out of there.
The hotel began to evacuate the remaining guests and staff 2 days after the storm. Marceau came back 2 weeks later and visited his home for the first time. What he saw was shocking.
I opened the door. It was so quiet. Like an atomic bomb, you know, and everything is dead.
That was the end of Marceau's life in New Orleans. A decade later, he's found refuge in an unlikely place.
Are the French fries coming?
His restaurant is in a strip mall, across from a Walgreens and a Subway. Not exactly where he imagined himself after working in a 5-star hotel. But when he walks from table to table each day, he's rewarded with warm smiles and familiar faces.
This lady over there, she's coming every day at 12 o'clock for the last 7 years. Oh, you cherish that. It's something special, you know, and I never feel that before.
In New Orleans, Marceau served his pastries to the Saints football players. In Las Cruces, he makes carrot cake for a pastor's 60th birthday party. He doesn't worry too much when his teenage kids go out with friends. And on Sundays, he plays soccer at a neighborhood park.
For the first time in my life, I feel like I established something here. The life I used to have before and the life I have now is completely different. Maybe it changed my life for the better.
Thank you so much. Enjoy.
For the world, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe in Las Cruces, New Mexico.
And that's the world today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios here at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for tuning in.